Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here. Rob Long's off today. And we welcome in, as we always do on Tuesdays, Ken McCusick for a couple of segments. Ken, how are you?
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
FilmStudyBaltimore.com. It's going well. Well as it could be. Let's start off with the defense here, the injuries. I guess we start with the defensive line. What do you see and what's the depth look like there?
Yeah. First of all, devastating day. Probably one of the worst days in Baltimore football memory on Sunday with the 36 hours of going from that and the injuries to the word on Matabike that he's gone for the season. And, there's a certain syntax I hear sometimes from John Harbaugh, and it says, I'm going to let the player talk to you about that. It's the same syntax he used when he talked about Steve Smith retiring, and he didn't want to be the one to have to tell us about that kind of thing. So that more than worries me with relation to Matabike, not to mention that fact it's a neck injury, and just it's so sad for him personally. I can't imagine what he's going through, and probably looking for all kinds of specialists who will tell him something different. But then the team has a day on the field on Sunday like they did. Both in terms of being completely outclassed and outmuscled on defense, which is not surprising given who they had left on the defensive line, but also that led to all those additional injuries. So just a very tough day.
Talking about the D-line. I know you wanted to get in with linebackers.
No, go ahead.
Well, a little bit with Roquan in the linebacking core. What are you seeing there?
Well, so the Roquan injury is about as serious as you can get on this defense because they don't have a bunch of backups there. And then a lot of people haven't noticed it, hasn't been talked about locally that I've seen, but Teddy Buchanan sat out the fourth quarter. I can't think of a reason why it's important to see what Jake Hummel can bring to the field in that fourth quarter unless Buchanan is hurt. So I guess the multiple possibilities are Buchanan is hurt, I'd say, is 70%. 25% is they really wanted to see if they could have Smith and Hummel do something positive on the field. But also Buchanan could be benched for his play. And so that would be a third possibility. But it's to me, that's really serious. Now, fortunately, the Ravens are six deep at linebacker. If you reached out to the practice squad, they still have Chandler Martin, who played very well in the preseason. And they still have Roy Higgins now Jay Higgins. This is his dad.
Yeah.
He's been all over
Nate,
Twitter, has he?
Nate Wiggins, Jay Higgins. We got all these Higgins.
Yeah. but they do have extra linebacking talent, but they've got to figure out who can play Mike now, and I don't know who that is.
By the way, my friend Jennifer just texted, you're her favorite guest that we have on the show.
Oh, so, look at you.
Great.
Awesome.
I hear, but every time you're on, I hear from her.
She texted about her favorite host or no?
No, you. Oh. Yeah.
Well, damn it, Jennifer.
He's got to be in the top three, doesn't he?
No, he's fourth. Let's move further back.
I'm in the top five.
let's move a little further back in the defense to the secondary now. Now, Ardarius is out for the season. That starts this cavalcade of injuries. Now, Marlon's injured. Mm-hmm. Wiggins, I don't know what happened to him, so who knows what that injury is going to be about. There were people out there that I was just like, okay, Keon Martin, at least he could tackle. Mm-hmm. That I was impressed with. He could tackle better than most of these. How do we recover from all of this? I mean, People say, oh, we're good. We're still. This is not the, to me, this is not the Ravens roster.
That's right.
This is a totally different team you're seeing now.
Yeah, I could completely agree. It's just not the Ravens anymore out there on defense. I don't know how you can project anything specific onto Zach Orr based on these,
right.
You know, basically, you know, two-year-old building blocks he now has to work with as opposed to the, I don't know, whatever, Star Wars Lego kit he had before. You know, it's a very different set of players he has to work with, and there's no way you can arrange them or scheme them that is going to make them good. It is what it is.
And well, now the injuries have gotten worse. This week has made a bad situation unbelievably bad. Now we're in DEFCON, you know, 4 or whatever. It's there. It's like we're here. So we were doing poorly with guys healthy against good teams. Now this is not even the Ravens anymore. How are people still optimistic about going further into the season? Because you're still playing NFL teams. I don't care if it's the Texans and the Dolphins. You're playing NFL quality teams. And this is basically the Ravens preseason squad you're seeing on the field.
Yeah, a bunch of twos. That's certainly true. They since they were very dominant defensively in the preseason, you know, their twos don't look that bad.
Yeah, they played other twos.
Well, that's true. But Keon Martin played very well in the preseason. He's played very well in his limited time in the regular season. They have Marquise Robinson, who's a guy that I was kind of hoping might even make the team. I thought he was a dark horse to do it at the start of the season, but they're going to bring him up, I assume, if they have IR moves to make on the back end. They don't have no talent, but losing Wiggins is losing one of their best defensive players.
Absolutely.
Losing Humphrey is losing a guy who brings a lot of versatility to that defense, and that really hurts. When Humphrey comes back, I'm not even 100% chance. I'm not even 100% sure he should still be playing corner. That might be where he ends up, but they might decide, hey, this is a time to move him to safety right now and see what he's got on the back end this year. And I guess the biggest question about the Ravens as we move forward from this is, do they become sellers at the trade deadline? They've got a bunch of expiring contracts and a lot of rental value there.
And how do the injuries affect the trades?
They've got a lot of back. In terms of who's injured, like Travis Jones, he'd be harder to move if you're saying that. I agree. In terms of a player like Isaiah Likely or Tyler Linderbaum could be traded. I mean, imagine a contender who loses their center and Tyler Linderbaum is available. They jump at it.
Yeah. Sure.
So, you know, it's a potential for the Ravens to harvest some additional value from players they're not going to be able to sign.
The Lions center retired.
Ken, are you that worried that they can't get back into this because of the injuries?
So, Jeremy, I know you come from a gambling background here, but if you look at the aggregate line right now, the Ravens are still about a 61% chance after you factor out the VIG to win the AFC North, which is incredible to me.
They're that much better. That's it's kind of what I got into earlier, but it's Ken's explaining it better with numbers than I did.
A lot.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
Sorry, Jeremy.
As soon as you leave, I become the best math guy here.
So, that's not even true.
Oh, shut up. I was a math major.
I was a physics major in college.
What's that? All right, Ken. Anyway, so to your 61% to win the division.
Yeah.
So you think it's more than likely that they're okay and end up in the playoffs somehow, some way?
I mean, I don't know that that's true. I think they're at a serious on-the-knife tipping point here where they could unravel. So if Jackson is lost for six games, say, and Cooper Rush comes in and does Cooper Rush kind of things from preseason and you know, so far what we saw against Kansas City in the game, I think that the Ravens could be in a deep, deep pile of doo-doo. And then, by the way, that'll just snowball itself. If they don't play for the next month, including the games at home, then we're going to see moves made at the trade deadline, I would have to feel. Particularly even if they lose the next two games, which are not easy ones. You know, they play the Texans, who just beat whoever 26-0, and they play the Rams then after that. It's a tough road.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We got to focus on some of the injuries on offense, talk a little bit more about the team, so Ken's going to hang out for two segments. We'll get to that. Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Make sure you check him out. We'll talk offense coming back here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Ken McCusick's joining us in studio from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. All right, Ed, we got we went over the defense. We talked quite a bit about the depth and all the injuries that we have there. We need to get to the offense. Where do you want to start?
Probably at the top.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson goes out, hamstring. I looked at this. They don't know not giving much out with him. The other guys like Roquan and Marlon, they're predicting out for weeks, according to the injury report. With Lamar, they really haven't, just being vague. I'm going to ask the obvious. How much does it change the Ravens' fortunes if he's out for 4 weeks or something?
Completely, yeah. So Cooper Rush, I don't really care what he's done for Dallas in the past. Honestly, doesn't look like much at this point in his career. I don't think anybody wants to see it, needless to say, but Lamar Jackson was holding it together for the Ravens so far this year in terms of how he's played. Had a terrible game. Not a terrible game, but had not his top game on Sunday. And, he needs to play better. But
what was up with the Cooper Rush throwing a ball away on a fourth down? What the hell was that? Yeah. I mean, seriously, throw a pick. Do something.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
He threw the ball away at fourth down.
Yeah. I've seen at the end of a game that the Ravens won 16-0 against the Browns a few years ago, Gruden is doing the game. Mm-hmm. And he watched Brady Quinn come in and throw two balls out of bounds at the end of the game. And he goes, I know interceptions are important and all, but the ball's got to land in the field of play.
That's how I felt. Throw it up. Fish for a PI somewhere downfield. Maybe a Hail Mary. Maybe it bounces off somebody. You have a miracle play for a touchdown. Do something. And if it's picked off, okay. It's like a punt. What's the big deal? You're losing the game anyway.
I don't disagree.
He threw it away.
Well, speaking of that, obviously Cooper Rush not looking great. Lamar didn't look great in this. Take away the injury. Lamar did not look great in this game at all. It's one of the worst games I think I've seen him play the past couple of years.
I was under a lot of pressure, and this was a game where he didn't deal with it very well. The Chiefs and the Lions both seem to have picked up on a formula of using a spy to protect a pocket and help contain Lamar. And as Lamar then tries to break out of a 3 or 4 man pocket, then the spy closes in and closes the remaining exit that he's trying to use. That's been very effective the last 2 weeks, and I just hope it's something that the Ravens and Lamar can find a way to combat.
Maybe you get a spy for the spy, Ed. What about that? The guy that's just going to secretly block him. It's like, this guy hasn't done anything all game. There he is. He's blocking the spy.
It's funny, though. It's like, I don't know why it took people so long to figure this one out. Because they've always had spies, allegedly, but I think Anzalone did a really good job at him a couple weeks ago. And this week, again, Like, he had nowhere to go. When the pressure came down and he started to take off, okay, you ain't going anywhere. And I read a stat. I don't know if it's true or not, but he's.
Was it on the internet?
Yes.
It's true.
Throws the ball way less than almost any quarterback in the league. I think because he's so used to getting away with horrific situations with his legs, he doesn't throw the ball away, and I think that's why he's taking sacks now. But this is what's really happening.
I heard somebody yelling about the sacks he was taking all weekend, and I'm like, okay, yell about those, but understand when he makes that big play down the field, it's because of that too.
Yeah.
It's the give and take with having a player of this type of...
But we haven't seen that. Yeah. That's the problem. He's not getting that because I think they're doing a much better job of hemming him in. Why did Derrick Henry only get 8 carries?
Like a game script in large part. You know, they got behind and they had to try and...
They ran by 10 points.
It also was something that Harbaugh complained literally about the game plan. By the way, wrong direction for complaining to go. You don't complain to the public about something that's happening to your your coaching staff. But he was complaining about Monken's play calling, basically.
Yeah, he was. And I was too, but I can. I was outraged by him. Like, this is ridiculous. If a Hall of Fame running back that gets better as the game goes on, you give him 8 carries and you're not behind by much. At the half, it was 20-10. You're in the game. That's not a big lead in the NFL. Especially with this offense, you give Derrick Henry like no chance to make a difference. This should be a 3-hour set. I don't know where to complain next. It's like, Lamar didn't have a great game. The play calling sucked. The injuries are unbelievable.
It was 20-7. Just to reset the stage here, it was 20-7. The Ravens kind of got lucky to get the field goal at the end of the half and be the last scores. The Chiefs still had a chance to move the ball before that, and they ended up missing a field goal. Then they got the ball first in the second half, down 10. That's not a good place to be against the Kansas City Chiefs, down at the risk of being down 17, which it ended up being a few minutes later. It was pretty serious. But then even after that, you know, Romo and the announcers are all on that bandwagon of trying to say, well, the Ravens just got to simplify the game and run the game. At that point, it was true because they needed the game to get over with, not because they were going to come back and win it, but they needed it to be over.
We all did.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, did they make a mistake by not putting Likely on, you know, that, what is it, the IR for 4 games instead of, because then you could have probably kept one of those bodies that are here. I know it's kind of like that Monday morning quarterbacking. It's after the fact to say it now, but that's what I was asking. When they didn't put him on the IR, I'm going, they must expect him back at least for the Lions game. And then now you look at the Chiefs game, was it a mistake?
In retrospect, I don't think you can come up with anything but that. Same thing with Ricard, is you used a roster spot on a player who wasn't going to be available that time. Yeah. And, you know, it's never kind of too late to not be making that mistake. But where they really lost talent because of it was at the initial cutdown when they had the exodus of 5 different players. You know, they could have kept an extra offensive lineman. Dellinger could still be here with the team. They could have JAD, who they could really use right now, frankly. They had other options in terms of players that they could still have on the team.
They just thought that Kansas City game was too big to pass. That's my assumption. But
yeah.
Oh my God! I mean, it's just like I'm just thinking about the next. I have so many questions. Why is Keaton Mitchell not activated?
Okay, so that's frustrating. Ali is the reason given, and then Ali had a good return against the Lions, I guess, and then he fumbled the ball around and finally picked it up in this last game and cost him some yardage. Ali got, I think, 1 carry in this game too. Or no, he didn't get a carry. He was in there on a pass play because he made a chip block. That's how we noticed him. But anyway, he played one snap or 2 snaps of offense, whatever it was, and he plays a little bit of special teams. But Keaton Mitchell gives you a major misdirection component. That's one of the coaching decisions I really don't like, is not either. Having him active, because
he gives something you don't have. Which is that, you know, breakaway speed that we just, you know, I mean, Henry does it, but he's, you know, you could use this for a change of pace when you're putting someone else in there, because he has that, and we don't have it otherwise.
I just point out, it's not one or the other. I mean, Keaton Mitchell can play in a pony backfield.
Absolutely.
With him both in the same backfield at the same time. Mitchell's a flanker, running jet motion, whatever it might be. There's a lot of misdirection value that Keaton Mitchell brings you when he's on the field. He doesn't have to take snaps away from Henry.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the defense real quick. All that hype about Mike Green, what have you seen from him thus far?
I mean, the Ravens are leaning on him and leaning into his talent as much as they can. And he's one of the most talented players on the field. It's not showing up in the statistics yet, but
he's getting a baptism by fire, right? Oh, yeah. Like, you're just throwing him out there like you got to. Yeah.
Last week, 52 snaps for him, and David Ajabo, the invisible man, had six. So you bring back Ajabo, and you've only got three other outside linebackers. You figure he's going to get a lot of playing time, and he gets six snaps, and Green gets 52.
I'd be willing to bet you he was out there for more snaps. You just didn't see him.
Yeah.
Did you like that one, Ed? The invisible man?
Yes.
Sorry.
18 snaps in against Chiefs for Ajabo, and he had the highest figure. Some of this is just coincidence, but he had the highest figure of yards per rushing attempt while he's in and yards per pass play while he's in, which is really hard to do in the same game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, let's see. We've gone through pretty much everything. So basically, there's something you put in here that I think is people should listen to, because this is how I feel, and this is why I'm very pessimistic about going forward the next month or so. Basically, you said backups were playing the AFC champs. That's basically what we had here.
Yeah.
You had the Ravens preseason. This is a preseason roster. This is what you see in the preseason playing against the Chiefs at full tilt boogie. Like, this is what you have. And this is what you have going forward now. Because unless something dramatic happens, you know, and they take a plane to Lourdes this afternoon and don't get healthy, I don't see them coming back from these injuries in a week.
No. Hopefully they're not extremely lengthy soft tissue injuries and whatnot, but they play two good teams the next 2 weeks, and even with that at home, it's going to be a tough road. I will give you one positive that came out of this season in terms of the Ravens and their roster management. It's a damn good thing this organization is too with it to make a trade for Micah Parsons. If they'd gone out and done that, traded two first round picks, then how much worse would this situation be? They'd have spent huge amounts of cap from the future. They'd have given up their next two first-round picks, quite possibly, to get that, and maybe thought, well, they're end of the first-round picks. They don't mean that much. Well, guess what? Might be a middle of the first-round pick this year. It would have been more all of the all-in moves that people wanted. Basically, they would have been an enormous failure right now with the injuries. And this is what happens. This is five times now in the last 21 years that the Ravens have been beset by injuries. 2005, 2007, 2015, 2021, 2025. They've had horrible injury problems, and it's just nothing you can do about it.
No, there isn't.
Ken, tell everybody real quick where they can find you, Film Study Baltimore, all this great information, the podcast.
Thanks. FilmStudyBaltimore.com. I'm at Film Study Ravens on the X or Twitter, and a defensive article is out there now with a lot more detail on roster management for the defense.
All right, we're talking some Orioles next with Brendan Mortensen. Ken, thanks so much. We'll talk more Ravens coming up later on in the show. All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today. We're going to welcome in Brendan Mortensen, of course, with Masson. We talk Orioles with him all the time. Brendan, how are you, man?
Doing well. Heard Rob was ducking me this morning. What's going on?
That's what it is. He's definitely ducking you. He's ducking me. I just got back from vacation, and he called out. Son of a...
I know, and I take it personally.
Well, he did. He put the little match on the thermometer.
Oh, so what happened?
Fever up to 101.
So, Brendan, the season's over with. Obviously, looking towards the offseason, a lot of talk about the new manager and what that could entail. Just your opinion on it. Do you think they find a vet with experience? Do you think Mancelino has a shot? I'm just curious your overall thoughts.
Yeah, Michael Elias said it yesterday. I do think a veteran makes a lot of sense in this role for the Orioles. At this point, you have a young core of hitters that have, honestly regressed a little bit over the past season and a half. It's not the kind of offensive numbers you were expecting to see out of those guys. And so I think bringing somebody in with a little bit of experience, somebody who has been to the postseason, has had success in the postseason, would do a lot of those guys a lot of good, because they have gotten used to winning at the big league level a little bit. They haven't gotten used to this adversity. So having a manager in there who has been through the highs and lows, I think would make a lot of sense for this team. Mike Elias said as much yesterday that that's certainly something that they hold value in, and it's something they would take into consideration in that process. In terms of Mancelino, he did an outstanding job as interim manager. To go over 500 with the amount of injuries that this team was dealing with, and the fact that they traded away some really, really good pieces at the trade deadline, including four members of their bullpen. He loses Felix Bautista. There are key lineup pieces that are out the door as well. And to finish that season with a record over 500 as interim manager is really, really impressive. The players speak very highly of Mancelino. He's somebody who's really well respected in that clubhouse. So I think he is definitely going to be under consideration. How much his past resume and the lack of managerial experience will hurt him in that process, who knows? We've got to see what the Orioles are really valuing in terms of the managers that they are potentially looking at. But I think Mancelino absolutely does have a shot, and he'll be under serious consideration.
So given what you saw, like the last, say, 3 months, you mentioned Mancelino's record since Hyde was fired, the return of some players, they bring, you know, Beavers and Basayo up. Are you optimistic about Sarasota 26, given, you know, this, you know, since they had so many injuries, and that's, I think, the main reason they were terrible?
Yeah, I mean, cautiously, right? Yeah. After a season like this, it's not like the Orioles fell just short of expectations. They fell pretty significantly short of expectations. And so there are a lot of things that clearly need to get corrected. I think you saw it in spurts. When you got to September and you saw the return of Kyle Bradish, Trevor Rogers was still pitching really well. Tyler Wells was giving you some really good starts. You saw the value that starting pitching can have, and having five reliable guys day in and day out that can go out and give you five, six innings, two, three earned runs or less. And next season, you feel good about where Trevor Rogers is at, even though he's probably not replicating an ERA in the ones. You feel good about where Kyle Bradish is at. Maybe you bring in another front-end starter as well, and your fingers crossed for Grayson Rodriguez. So I think you feel good about the starting pitching. There are a lot of questions in the bullpen. You traded four guys away at the deadline. Felix Bautista goes down. You've got to figure that out, because Keegan Aiken performed admirably down the stretch. He's not a closer. Keegan Aiken is a sixth, seventh, eighth inning high-leverage guy, but you've got to find a closer. You've got to find guys to replace Andrew Kittredge and Brian Baker and Sir Anthony Dominguez and Gregory Soto. And then I think the biggest question mark is just what this young core of hitters is going to be able to do next year, because you saw regression pretty much across the board, whether that's from injuries, whether it's from underperformance, or a combination of the two. If Adley Rutschman, Jordan Westberg, Colton Cowser, Gunnar Henderson aren't playing their best baseball, you don't really have a shot anyway, because that's what the team is built around. So you've got to figure out the position player struggles first and foremost. You've got to get that young core back to playing the quality of baseball that they are capable of playing. And then after that, you can figure out things like the bullpen. But it's the young core first and foremost that's got to turn things around.
So, Brendan, how do you get better from a positional standpoint outside of pitcher? I mean, it looks like you have a player kind of penciled into a spot, not saying that you can't change something. For me, I feel like a trade's imminent, or there's something else that's going to happen, because the market's not great either. Once you get past Kyle Tucker, I mean, you're looking at Kyle Schwarber, who shouldn't bring a glove to the ballpark, but man, can he hit? And then on top of it, Pete Alonso just opted out. Those are the biggest names for hitters in free agency.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think a lot of the improvements have to come internally. I don't think you can have another season where Gunnar Henderson hits 17 home runs, where Colton Cowser is hitting right around the Mendoza line. Those guys are capable of playing a lot better baseball, and they just have to do it offensively. Adley Rutschman was an all-star pretty much immediately when he entered the league. In his rookie year, he had a baseball reference WAR of 5. He improved defensively a ton this year. He is an excellent defensive catcher, but he was also supposed to be a front of the lineup kind of hitter. So you need those guys to turn things around. And I think if they do, you're going to see a lot of improvements in the lineup. And then the secondary pieces, I think just there will be some natural improvement. Jackson Holliday, I think, is going to get better from year one to year two, if you're counting this as year one. Kobe Mayo, we saw him play some really good baseball down the stretch in September. If he's your starting first baseman, maybe there's a platoon option there. But I think Mayo played a lot better baseball. Hopefully you get some healthy games out of Tyler O'Neill, because when he is on the field, he is a 30-plus home run guy. How much you rely on, you know, somebody like O'Neill in the outfield? Do you go and try to supplement him? Not sure. Is Dylan Beavers a starter next year? I think Beavers and Basayo take a step up. So I think a lot of the improvements are hopefully naturally going to happen internally. But that's also something we said this year, where it's another year of the young core. They're going to get better, and they have this playoff experience now, and then they fell short. So it's got to happen. It's kind of put up or shut up for some of those guys in that core this year.
Hey, Brendan, where can everybody find you on socials or wherever they're looking?
Yeah, you're going to find a lot of my work on our Masson Orioles social pages, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and then me personally, I'm at Brendan Morty on Twitter.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your time as always, man. Great stuff.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
That's Brendan Mortensen. Let me grab this real quick. Antonio Rosedale, we got to do it quick, but what's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Good.
How much better can we expect the Orioles to be next season? And you guys have a wonderful day and happy Taco Tuesday.
Same to you, buddy. Ed, I guess you wouldn't be in agreement with it. I mean, it has to be better than what it was this year. But they still have to show us that they're going to do some stuff in the offseason to improve this team.
Yeah. I mean, it was a terrible season. I think the bar is so low that, you know, if they win 80 games, improvement, you know, they go 500, it's like, yay! It's like,
well, coming up next, we got the World of Stupid. I'm going to talk about Marc-Andre Fleury and what he did. He pranked his teammates before leaving. I'll tell you about that.
That's pretty funny, actually.
You know about this?
Yeah.
What U.S. president allegedly banged his wife so hard that he broke a bed in the Blair House?
You'll never guess.
I'm going to throw that out there. And thank you to Joe for sending this, because these are the things that people need to hear about. Man ejaculates from anus, urinates feces for 2 years before seeking help. I explain when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, World of Stupid time. I did get a really nice message from another man named Jeremy, and I hope you guys, you and your son, are listening to the World of Stupid today, because it's going to get very awkward in that car when we get to our final story. But he sent me a message on Friday saying how much he missed the World of Stupid, so I do appreciate that. Now, let's get stupid. If you missed this, Marc-Andre Fleury got one final prank on his teammates before leaving town. He turned everyone's cars into a number 29 racing car. That's right. Put a racing stripe down it and a 29 on the side for everyone there. It's kind of interesting. You know more about, is he retiring? Is that what it is, Joe? Do you know?
Yeah, he's on the way out.
Yeah. All right. Well, and again, it said here some other stories here. Sidney Crosby and Marc-Andre Fleury. Long friendship always comes with a side of pranking. So this has been something that Fleury's done, I guess, a lot, where he's pranked other NHL players, anybody that he can prank, teammates, friends, He loves it. But the one thing that he did, did you see the picture, Ed, of the car with the racing stripe and the number 29 on the side? So I thought it was funny just to bring it up because these other two stories we're going to spend a lot of time on. All right. So you know the answer to this then, what U.S. president allegedly banged his wife so hard he broke a bed in the Blair house? You do know the answer?
I sure do.
Don't say it yet. Joe, do you know? Would you have a guess to this?
20th century president?
Yes.
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, I did. Well, who was it? It was Lyndon B. Johnson that had a good old hanger there, right?
Yes. He did. Yeah. He had a boy. He had to take the center out. He would.
Boy, can you take some of that out of the crotch? Because my balls need to breathe.
Bunghole.
he said bunghole.
Yeah.
All right. So look, the usual suspects people brought up, of course, Bill Clinton. Would he have done it? He could have been one of those guys that did it, right? The next guy, of course, would be JFK. I don't know, for the first two guys I brought up, if it would have been their wife at the Blair house or someone else.
Well,
but
Clinton definitely wouldn't have brought his wife.
Yeah.
Kennedy was just sneaking him in the back at the White House. So.
And then the last one, which is my favorite one that they guessed, was Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a handsome man, an actor. His wife, God bless her soul, dare to keep kids off of whatever. But apparently she liked she liked something. And she did a lot of it, as they called her the throat goat. You guys can do with that what you will. But the answer might shock you. Ed, who is it?
Harry S. Truman.
That's correct. Harry Truman. He was dropping the bomb back there, and they showed a picture of him and his wife, and I went, whoof.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to go back?
Well,
whoof.
Oh, that lady. Oh. Oh, boy. Yeah. Not that attractive.
Yeah.
To be kind. He was asked when he went to Europe during the war, when an army officer says, would you like some female accompaniment? They'd get your hookers to escort you during this. He said, no. I'm
faithful to my wife, right?
Yeah. My wife doesn't run out. I run around on her. But then he has never see that guy again. He's an interesting character. Harry Truman is like the least likely hero in American history.
He did. That was the point you make. He told them, I don't ever want to see that guy again.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very, very interesting.
Very good. But he was a haberdasher. That was his, people bitch about Reagan.
Yeah.
Harry Truman sold clothing. He sold men's clothing. That was his job. That was him. And you know what his middle name is? The S stand for?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing? It's just an S?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
See? That doesn't stand for that either.
Speaking of stupid, Ed, I don't know if it's ever happened to you before. I'm just going to
probably read. Has whatever it is. But
well, I hope not. Man ejaculates from anus, urinates feces for 2 years before seeking help. You heard me.
2 years.
2 years. Mm. If I saw it happen once, I'm seeking help.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yes. Man 33 turned up for medical care after experiencing pain in one of his testicles for the previous 5 days. He also said he'd been passing a substantial amount of urine and sperm. Sorry. That's fifth grade. I'm sorry. I just read it and it made me laugh. He also said he'd been passing substantial amount of urine and sperm from his rectum over the previous 2 years. How do you have that conversation with the doctor? Hey, doc, I'm sure you've heard everything, but you're not going to believe this. Sperm's coming out of my butt for 2 years. What? How does that even happen? He also said he'd been experiencing a problem known as pneumaturia. In which people pass gas in their urine, and fecal urea, in which people pass bowel matter through their urine. Oh. So he had all this going on and just said, I'm going to see if it runs its course. Like if you get a cold or you have a sniffle or something and you're like, oh, I hope it's not, my throat's a little sore. I hope it's not strep throat. I kind of understand if you wait a day or so and you're trying. If you have poo coming out of the front and semen coming out of the back, you probably have a medical emergency. What are you doing? Sir, this is a Wendy's. Get out of here. This is just unbelievable. Doctors found that the man's vital signs were normal, and they decided to carry out further tests to see what was going on. A CT scan of the pelvis revealed evidence of a gas-filled structure in the man's prostate that appeared to be connected to the rectum. Damn near killed him. This is known as fistula, an abnormal connection between two body parts. Fistula. During the time the man had a Foley or urinary catheter inserted, a tube that drains the bladder of urine, and the doctor said this appeared to cause significant trauma, which led to the man's current condition. Could you imagine even like
no.
Like, we hear stories of women having babies in toilets or whatever, and they didn't know they were pregnant. And this, you knew poo was coming out of the front. You had feces coming out of your peter and semen coming out of your turd cutter, Ed. That's an issue. Yeah. Unless you had someone put it there before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Joe, has that ever happened to you?
No.
I can't imagine. Like
Joe's
said,
the one
though,
that sent this.
This is actually about me.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I was under the weather like 2 weeks ago. I was feeling really bad, sleeping constantly. It just felt terrible. But I just started taking stuff, hammering it out. And mm-hmm. It lasted like 2-3 days, and I got better. If that was going on for that long, I would have sunset. This guy's got his plumbing is all unwired over here. It's like it's all back. Everything's coming out the wrong place. I may go immediately. I go straight to the hospital.
Can I ask a serious question, though? I don't know if we have a medical doctor that could call in. I don't a medical doctor. Any other type of doctor. Maybe a doctor in math.
Philosophy? Yeah.
if you poop from out of where you pee, do you still have to wipe? Do you?
It's much smaller paper.
But did you die?
You can do it with a Q-tip.
I'm done. That's the world of stupid. I just want to go home after reading that. Ugh. Gross. And I'm sure there's some people in their cars that are mad at me. But hey, it's the world of stupid. What do you want me to do? Final hour's coming up next. It'll be Mike Loxley's going to join us. We'll have the Daily Line. I've been on fire here for the past 4 or 5 days. Of course, I'm off on Friday.
Of course you were.
And I'm off on Sunday. I did give all my picks to Tim to give out on the show on Sunday.
I was there. He didn't. He took credit for them.
Son of a... Anyway.
Just kidding.
So we're going to get to that. But more Ravens talk coming up next. If you wanted to get in, 410-583-1057. Harbaugh said he still believes in the defense. But meanwhile, he goes ahead and throws Monken under the bus. We want to hear from you right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.